The Gemara says, so Bacha Rebbe, Rebbe heard the baskel, he cried, and he said, Yesh koinoi lomi b'shah achas, v'yesh koinoi lomi b'kama shalom. So again, it's the third time we've had this. We had it on Daf Yud Aleph, with Ketir Bar Shalom, Daf Yud Amid Beis on the bottom. We had it on Daf Yud Zayin, Rabbi Elazar ben Dudaya. Now we have it over here again, Mesechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Ches Amid Aleph, regarding the Klatz Toniri, the infamous Klatz Toniri, maybe the famous now, Klatz Toniri. So what does it mean? So last week we spoke out from Tzvi Hesh Mizidichov that the Heilige Rebbe said that Rebbe's inspiration was that, you know, here Ketia Bar Shalom, Rabbi Elazar ben Dudaya, the Klatz Toniri, they lived their whole life thinking they were ordinary people. They weren't great people. They didn't have a Chel Ganelum happen, told this story. They lived their life thinking they were ordinary people. And now they realize B'sha'achas what they were capable of. And Rebbe said, look at that, how we probably live our lives the same way, not realizing what we're capable of. Imagine, he was Koinoi Lama B'sha'achas. Could you imagine what he would have done had he dedicated his whole life to this? But I saw Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichas Musar. He says it with a little bit of a different spin. He says, you know why Rebbe cried? He said, every person has moments in his life that Hashem sends him, that if he acts upon them, if he takes advantage of that moment, he can accomplish unbelievable things. It's something that Hashem does. Rebbe Elazar ben Dudaya had that moment. The Klatz Toniri had that moment. Ketia Bar Shalom had that moment. And that's what Rebbe realized. Amazing. That these were people that lived their whole life in a depraved way. Yet, Hashem gave them an opportunity to do tshuva. They pounced on the opportunity to the point that the baskel came and said that demezum l'chayi olam haba. So Rebbe heard that, he cried. He said, how do we know that we're not being given those types of moments in our lives and we're not just letting them pass by? You know, this week's parasha is Parashas Yisroel. Parashas Yisroel is the parasha from Matan Torah. Klal Yisroel said Nasav and Ishma. And after they said Nasav and Ishma, Hashem saw that maybe they would be warped, maybe they would back out. Because of the Ish HaGedoyla, like Tosef says in Masechta Shabbos, so Hashem was kaf aleihem har kegigas to make sure that they weren't going to back out. That Mesor of Tzadik HaKoyen, Rav Tzadik HaKoyen, Sidkas HaTzadik, talks about it in Oysnun Hey, it's more in Oysnun Vav, says Rav Tzadik HaKoyen, that just like Hashem, at the time that the Yidah received the Torah, was kaf aleihem har kegigas, so too this Hanhaga is something that persists throughout the generations. Hashem is always being kafa aleim harki gigas. Hashem is always giving us opportunities to do tshuva. And sometimes He's forcing it down our throat. Things happen sometimes beyond our control. We wonder why this is happening. It's happening, says Reb Tzadik HaKoyen, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being kafa aleim harki gigas. Hashem wants us to do tshuva. Hashem wants us to do the right thing. Hashem gives us these moments. Hashem gives us a shah achas where we have the ability to take advantage of it and not to take advantage of it. And sometimes, says Reb Tzadik, Hashem's not sure if we're going to take advantage of it, so the moment is so intense, it's not possible not to. Kafa aleim har kegigas. There's this midah of kafa aleim har kegigas. There's this that exists throughout the generations. Every person in his life has those moments, and the idea is you have to notice it. That's what Tzadik HaKoyen says, and jump on it. Like Rebbe cried, he said, "Yesh koinoi lama b'shan achas." And there are people that are not koinoi lama b'shan achas. Not every person takes advantage of that shah achas. Not every person gets the fact that Hashem was just kafa aleim har kegigas.